The Senate bill would amend existing laws governing Rhode Island Resource Recovery Corporation, which runs the central landfill. It would allow the landfill to consider incineration as part of its development plans, removing an existing ban on such practice. The director of the Conservation Law Foundation, Tricia Yeadley, says the state looked at such policy in the early 90s and determined that
incineration of solid waste is the most costly method of waste disposal, and that it has known and unknown escalating costs that would seriously jeopardize the public's interest.
Yeadley says this is the fourth straight year the General Assembly has introduced legislation that could revive trash incineration in the state. The main sponsor of the bill, Senator Susan Sosnowski, says the landfill will max out in a little more than a decade and the state needs to consider alternatives. She says it's prudent to allow the landfill to look at the possibility of incineration. Bradley Campbell, Rhode Island Public Radio.